Well, welcome back. I took a few days off of the show doing this because I want to do other things. But we're back with the Iced Earth retrospective where going into the 2010s with this one. The hell? I accidentally clicked on Microsoft Bing. Take a look at Dystopia, released in October on October 17th, 2011. It's their first album of the 2010s, which now going into the 2010s, of course, we would see some changes for Iced Earth with Matt Barlow leaving in August of 2011. We would get a new vocalist in the form of Stu Block, who from Into Eternity, which is a pretty decent band. Released in on October 17th, 2011. We're back on Century Media this one, and two editions: a standard CD edition, which I own, a tour edition, as well with some cover tracks and the Dante's Inferno re-recording. Now this album goes more to a Night of the Storm Rider like sound with some elements of Dark Saga, with songs, you know, like the title track, Anthem, Days of Rage, Boiling Point. Vocally, Stu Block does sound like a mix of Matt Barlow and Timo, with him having the higher range of Ripper and the lower range of Barlow. Thematically, this album definitely holds up today with a lot of the themes presented here. You know, definitely be relevant today, man. Production-wise, this is still top tier with some great guitar sounds. The drums feel higher in the mix, which I like. And the cover's really cool, as you expect from Iced Earth. Now, this album, this was the second album with this lineup, for the most part. Also, the booklet artwork is absolutely great, too. As you expect from these guys. But yeah, track by track, Dystopia, great song. Anthem, I like that one. Boiling Point's a really good one. Anguish of Youth, it's a ballady type song. V, I like this one a lot. Dark City's a good one. Equilibrium, that's a good one. Days of Rage, I like that. End of Innocence, I don't really like that one. Tragedy and Triumph, it's a good closer. Yeah, if you bought the bonus tracks on iTunes, you got the Trooper. You got the Mob Rules cover. If you got the tour edition, you got a song called Soylent Green, which I've not heard. I have only heard this original version. Here, you know, the regular standard CD, and I'll say, I think this is definitely a pretty solid one. Definitely my favorite of the Stu Block era of Iced Earth. So, I want to say this one, highly recommend it as well. But yeah, stay tuned because we're going into an album that, coming up next, that I'm not too fond of. Not that I hate it, but You'll see when we get to it. The next one is going to be on 2014's Plagues of Babylon, which I love that title, and man, that artwork is fucking awesome. So yeah, guys, keep it brutal.